and just listen. And everything is so nice, peacefully. Perfect in itself. Just listen, isn't it? So beautiful. Just being in the nature. You could see. If there wouldn't be this constant dissatisfaction, this we are not satisfied with, that we are not satisfied with, this we feel no good, that we feel no good, that we want to change, this we want to change, constantly. This is hurting, that induces pain. There is suffering, there is mental pain. Lord Buddha says the Nibbana is in front of our eyes, but we don't see it. We can't see. We have to open our eyes to see. He just says, you know, open your eyes and you will see. It's just right there in front of you. There's nothing we have to do. We assume then. But we do have to open our eyes then. We know how to open our physical eyes. But the problem is we probably don't know how to open our inner eyes. But just think about a delicious, steaming lobster soup in front of you. And you dig in. Oh, wonderful smelling. Extremist wonderful smell. You dig in and you eat one spoon after the other and suddenly you come about an old, greasy, rotten, dirty-looking hair. And the first time, you know, all what you can do is just to throw up the whole soup. You don't want to eat it anymore. Because of this hair in the soup. Then you accuse the server, or the waiter, or the cook, you know, for putting this hair into your soup. You order another dish. You dig into it, you know, it's delicious. And at the bottom you find another hair. Just this rotten, dirty, old hair. And you puke up everything again. And you order another dish. And the same thing happens. And it happens over and over again. And after a while, you change the restaurant. And then you find the same thing is happening in that restaurant. All the dishes, and with the dishes I mean all the sense pleasures that we get through our six senses, we sooner or later find that rotten, dirty looking, smelling hair. And that is where dissatisfaction comes into play. And we can only see this hair. And the whole soup is spoiled, or the whole dish is spoiled, or a whole pleasure is spoiled. We meet a nice woman, and after a few months or a few years, we get tired of her. That's the same thing. We find some fault with her. Or, in other cases, you know, we might find the perfect woman or the perfect partner. And then he dies away. There's this hair again. The hair in the soup that doesn't let us enjoy our pleasure. It's always the same thing. And after years or lifetimes and lifetimes, we get cleverer and we are discovering the hair in the soup much quicker. Just after one spoonful or after two spoonfuls, then after one spoonful, and the next time we spot it right on. And then we can't eat that soup. All is rotten. Just because of this little hair. Because of the waiter who constantly serves us this soup or this dish of the senses with this hair already in it. And that's why we can't see. Because of all the trees, we can't see the forest. That's why we can't see Nibbana. Because all what we concentrated is on this little, dirty, ugly, looking, rotten, smelling, and rotting, smelling hair that, you know, just makes our pleasure that we had before turning into displeasure. And that is all what is happening. I mean, just remove this hair. Just see. But we are fooled of it. We are constantly looking for the person who puts that hair into us. So we accuse the waiter. And then the waiter wasn't it. We accuse the cook. The cook wasn't it. Wasn't the cook. And we accuse the people in the kitchen of it. And so on, and so on. We always accuse the wrong person. We always accuse the outside thing. But you know, just each dish of the senses comes with this rotten, dirty, smelling, looking hair. So each dish of the senses will end up in displeasure. But we can't see it. Because one kind of person, you know, he just looks at this charming little waiter, you know, cute looking little waiter, and thinks, you know, she can't be. Yeah. So he doesn't see how this hair gets into our soup. Or maybe it's a charming looking cook. Because we always look at the outside, we don't see that actually Avicca is disguising himself as the server, or this waiter, the servant, who always, in each dish he serves us, he puts this hair, just this hair. And that makes everything end up in displeasure. Whatever our senses get into, or whatever comes in our sense contact, it will end up in displeasure. It will end up in dissatisfaction. So Avicca serves us as a beautiful, charming lady, or a beautiful, or handsome, charming man, you know, for women, doesn't matter. And or for the other people, you know, it just serves, you know, as a, you know, rotten, stinking, smelling, greasy, old, fat-looking guy. So we always get the wrong thing. He always puts our attention away from it. Avicca always diverts our attention from the real thing, so that we can't see the cause of our discomfort. We can't see the soup of just because of this greasy, dirty, smelly looking hair. And that's the whole idea. And just open up your eyes, remove this dirty, greasy hair, and then you get full satisfaction. And no matter what you do, you get full satisfaction. There's no dissatisfaction anymore. But we are constantly diverted, constantly our attention is, we think this cannot be the right dish, or that cannot be the right dish, and every dish, and we don't see it, or we can't see it, because there are so many sense dishes in this world, that all these dishes will have dissatisfaction built within it. Because they have served us through avijja. And he puts that hair into it. No matter how he disguises, we will fall for it. Be it beautiful, charming, or ugly, depending on our character. You know, if we are a hate character, we see the ugly person, and we find fault with that person. If we see the charming, you know, we find fault with the restaurant or the dish itself. We will never find, or we will never get to our senses, that it is just this little rotten hair that spoils the sense contact. We think, because of this hair, you know, the whole dish, you know, taste is distasteful. And that is the same thing with the sense pleasures that appear to us as being distasteful or not to our liking. Just because we see always this thing. And as long as you can compare it, as long as this thorn with the poison is within our heart, we can't see the heart. Or in other words, you know, we are in a beautiful elven, enchanting elven forest. But just in front of our eyes, there's this ugly, rotten, smelling, disgusting looking tree. And because of this that takes all of our attention, we just can't see this enchanting elven forest now. We just can't see. Just of this little thing, that is called avijja. And that's why the Lord Buddha teaches, Nibbana is just in front of our eyes. If we would open our eyes and see what is the cause for our suffering, the cause for our dukkha, the cause for our dissatisfaction, and we just remove this dukkha, and then everything is perfect and fine. And just like, you know, we would remove that hair from our soup. You know, that soup would taste great. But even now, if we are still in the process of removing that, you know, we would not be able to eat that soup with pleasure. Just thinking that this rotten hair has been in our soup. If the waiter would have seen it and removed it for us, you know, and one had no idea that there was ever a rotten smelling hair. Dirty, ugly looking hair in the soup. And we just would enjoy it with full pleasure. I mean, that is just a little eye-opener. If you really would understand what the Lord Buddha teaches us, and just explained, you know, with the hair in the soup, then there wouldn't be any objection for us to find Nibbana. It is right there in front of our eyes. Because of our likes and dislikes, we can't see. Because of our attachment that this is right or that is right, and this is wrong and that is wrong, we can't see. It's just the same thing. It just ends up always in the same thing. Because of our attachment to this, or of our hate of this, we can't see. But there it is, eh? It's open, it's always there, it has always been there. And it will always be there. But because we are blind, we just can't see. It's just impossible for us to see. So we have to open our eyes. And now when you look back, you know, when I said, you know, the dish is compared to all the sense contacts that we have. See that hair. The sooner you see that hair in the soup, the better it is. Then we are more aware. Because after lifetimes, you know, after looking through each restaurant, for 100 times, we have been to all the restaurants in the world. Not only one time, but 100 times. And still cannot find a restaurant, you know, that serves us the dish without the hair. But after a while, if we become clever, we will see that it does not depend on the restaurant, or it does not depend on the dish, that the hair is there always, and that it's only there for us to remove. It's only there for us to remove the thorn, the poisonous thorn from our heart. The moment we remove it, you know, we can see the heart. The moment we remove that ugly, stinking, smelling, rotten tree from our sight, you know, the enchanting elven forest is there. It's just there, you know, it has always been there. But we put our attention on that thing. And that's why we can't see it. So now we have looked, now we are looking, in the beginning we are looking out, because in the beginning we still don't know that all these dishes in all the world. Because we still are fooled, because we still think this restaurant has this, you know, that shouldn't be in that, you know. Are we looking for that restaurant? Are we looking for this sense pleasure, or that sense pleasure, or this kind of encounter, or that kind of encounter, and think one encounter, there shouldn't be, you know, there shouldn't be there. So we're looking for Nibbana in the wrong places. We're looking for Nibbana in the sense pleasures, or in the phenomena that appear. But all, you know, when we look at the paticca samuppada, avicca patiya sankhara, avicca is a condition for all phenomena to arise. We're looking in the wrong place. We think this phenomena might be Nibbana, or that phenomena might be Nibbana, or this might be Nibbana, or that is. It has nothing to do with this phenomena, or that phenomena, or this sense contact, or that sense contact. It has only to do with that we have to remove the thought. That we have to remove avicca from our eyes. So look out. Look out for all the sense pleasures and see the dissatisfaction that comes with the sense pleasures. And then look out for the hair. Or look out for this tree that hides or that puts our attention to it so that we can't see the forest. Or we can't enjoy the soup. That's all what we need to do. I mean, without this, how could the Lord Buddha say? You know, Nibbana is just in front of our eyes. It's always there. We just don't see. Because we do not focus on the right thing. We always focus on the wrong thing. We are always distracted by this sense, or this sense contact must be it, or this contact must be it, or samadhi must be it, or that must be it, or that must be it. No, it's there. It's always there. If we only would open our eyes. Just look. You know, just see, you know, just now here, you know, listen to this beautiful environment. I mean, it's just perfect. Even if you hear the sound of the car, it just doesn't intrude on this perfectness. But what distracts us? Oh, pain in the knees, or pain in the back, or you know, this or that, or pain in the shoulders, or pain in that. I mean, now I want to change my sitting place, you know, it's uncomfortable, or this is uncomfortable, or it's too hot, or it's too cold, or that is it, or that is it, huh? That comes, you know, in front of our eyes, you know, and we can't enjoy. I mean, people, you know, do enjoy this, oh, that is nice, that is so peaceful, you know, after 5 minutes they cut up, you know, and run away. because of their built-in dissatisfaction. The built-in satisfaction sticks in our heart and it poisons our heart. That's where we have to look. I mean, get the thorn out of your flesh and you know, then everything will heal and it will be nice. There will be no more poisonous coming into our flesh. There will be no more rotting away. This cannot be samadhi because this is like this. You know, samadhi should be like this. It's just views and opinions, huh? This cannot be this, you know, because it should be like this. You know, who told you it should be like this? You know, just be observant to find the hair as soon as possible, you know, and remove it. That's all what you need to do. Once you remove it, there will be no other hairs, in no other dishes. I mean, don't look, you know, as I said before, don't look in the fault of others, you know. We are so keen on seeing the splinter in the eyes of our neighbor and don't see the log that is in front of our eyes. I mean, isn't that a saying? We always look for the small and nitty-gritty little faults in the other people. And it just hides the faults within us. We don't see the big mistakes that we make. We only see the small and nitty-gritty little mistakes other people make. So see the mistakes that you're making. Get rid of them. See the faults and then, you know, get flawless. Just remove one stain after the other, just like you make your laundry. Eh? You see this stain and then you remove it, and then you see the next stain, you remove it. And because of the first stain that covers the second stain, you couldn't see the second stain. So you remove the first stain and you see the second stain and then you remove it. And then you remove it and then you remove it. It means you first throw out all your ideas and opinions and views, you know, and then you have a free view of the highway, huh? None of the cars is obstructing your views. Because all these cars that you see, you don't see the highway. It's a free ride, huh? But all your views and all your opinions, all your ideas, you know, this should be like this, that should be like that. Why isn't it like this? You know, why isn't it like this, huh? I mean, we can't see. That's the point. Just like with the hair in the soup, you know, we just can't see the delicious taste of it. Or, you know, in the beginning, you know, once we start our practice, you know, we just throw it up, you know, once we see that hair. Wow, disgusting. I mean, look for the senses, look for the hair in the sense contacts, look for the hair in the body. Look for the hair, you know, it's not beautiful, just take the skin off and it reveals all this ugliness. You see immediately the hair. Ah, there it is. That's disgusting. Just look in your stomach or intestines, you know, and see the shit, you know, forming itself. It's still within the realms of our body. That's disgusting, huh? I don't like to see it, you know, cover it up again, you know. Put this nice little piece of skin over it, you know. Oh, wonderful again, you know. Oh, isn't it beautiful? I like this touch, you know. I like the smell, oh, this soap, you know. And then it smells, you know. So why do we have to wash the body every day? Huh? Where is this dirty, rotten, stinking smell coming from? If not from the inside of the body. When we breathe in the air, there's no... None of these dirty, rotten, stinking smell. So it comes from within this body. Or where is this dissatisfaction in the sense contact? Where is this pain, yeah? What is this pain? I mean, investigate it thoroughly to see that hair, you know, to always see. To see the right culprit, you know, if you see it, you know, that... And you don't have to do a lot. I mean, just get rid of it. Just remove it, and then it's gone. It's because we don't want to see. And we don't want to know. And we don't want to understand in line with the truth. All what we want is to understand in line with our thoughts, in line with our views, in line with our opinions. That's what we want. We want to know in line with our thoughts, in line with our views, in line with our opinions. That's what we want. That's what Avijja wants. The Dhamma wants to understand things in line with the truth. To know things in line with the truth. To observe things, you know, until we find that rotten hair. Ah, there it is, huh? And then we suddenly find it in everything, you know. Ah, there it is. Ah, there it is. Ah, there it is, yeah? How does it get in, you know? And then we look, how does it get into? Ah, that's how it gets into, you know. Now, what's the reason for this? You know, we observe and observe, observe, huh? But then we get fooled, you know, by a dish, you know, that we haven't seen before. Ah, there. You know, this must be Nibbana. Ah, it's so wonderful, it's so peaceful, it's so... And we gush it out, or we gulp it down, you know, and then we see in the end, you know, there again. Oh, so this cannot be. And then we are disappointed, despaired, and then we stop the practice. All these things can happen. I mean, all. Just put your attention on the right thing, and you know, and you will be there in no time. It's there always. It's just been hidden. It's hidden by our discomfort. Discomfort of the knees, of the body. Most of the time, in the beginning phases of our practice, it's just this body. You know, it's a hell of a mess. This body has nothing to do with the hair in the soup. This body is just body, it's just sense contact. What has the sense contact to do? What has the dish, you know? What has the dish to do with the hair? Nothing. It just spoils our experience. That's all what it is. So the sense contacts are just sense contacts. But wherever we find it, if a pleasant sense contact goes away, you know, we feel disappointed. But that is just the law of anicca and anatta-dukkha. If we understand anicca, you know, everything is impermanent. Everything is going to change. And why should we be disappointed if it goes? We understand in line with the truth. But of course we cling to it. We don't want it to go. Or we don't want it to appear, you know. If it's dukkha, we don't want it to appear. Oh, there it comes already, you know. I can't stand it, yeah. I have to get up. I have to change my posture. That way it's going to fool us. It has nothing to do with the body. It has nothing to do with the senses. It has nothing to do with the other four khandhas, with Vedana. With feeling. There's nothing to do with our memories. But whenever we taste our memories, or whenever we taste our feelings, or whenever we taste our thinking or consciousness, you know, there it is, always there. But it has nothing to do with it. It's just like the hair in the soup. Or this ugly tree, you know? That so much we focus our attention on it that we can't see this lovely, enchanting elven forest. Or elven hay. However you want to call it. So open your eyes and look at the right thing and you will see it very clearly. It's very obvious. Otherwise, how could the Lord Buddha say? He didn't fool us. The Lord Buddha saw it with his own eyes. And he was so kind enough to give us his teaching. And that is just one of his teachings. There it is. Open your eyes and you will see it for yourself. You don't have to ask anybody if you see it. Because it's there. So obvious. And with this I end the talk.